Mm-hmm. You go online and you can check what's the language Jesus spoke Aramaic. How did he call on God? It's going to tell you Allaha.
There is no way that a true and living God, because that's what I do.
Are you a pastor?
Hey, because listen, God is real.
Yes.
And I know it personally. The problem is that we don't, a lot of times we don't get together and fight the real enemy. We're too busy trying to fight each other. And that was a very, very good question.
You know this verse, right?
Uh-huh. Can we close in prayer? I'll let you pray first.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
As you can see, we're here at the Dean Center, not quite yet open. We're still working. We got work outside right now because there's a Christian neighbor who's outside, and we'd like to show him that Muslims love Jesus. And God Almighty Allah sent them here. He's right in front of the Dean Center. Let's go. Brothers and sisters, we've all had loved ones that passed away. A mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a close family member. But one of the mercies of our Dean is that with the right intention, we can go ahead and continue to do good deeds on our loved ones' behalf. And what greater of a continuous good deed, sadaqah jariyah, than investing on their behalf in the Dean Center, a masjid and mega dawah center that will benefit generations to come, inshallah. So click the link below, donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you. And you have so much hate out there because you got 300 million Americans who know little to nothing about Islam, and the stuff they do know is misinformation, it's lies pushed by the hate industry. Now you got this gentleman here, he's here actually sitting on our property at the Dean Center, and he's a Christian, and he's calling people to worship Jesus. We're gonna talk with him and call him to worship the God of Jesus, the God that Jesus worshiped. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Did you know this? Muslims love Jesus. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I see like opportunity here. You're at our facility.
Exactly.
Seems like God sent you. We can have a nice little conversation. Do you know anything about Islam?
I know a little about Islam.
A little bit?
So yeah, I do know that you guys pray to the same God, even as Christians do, and Jehovah, or who you call Allah.
You know the language that Jesus spoke. You know which word it was? He spoke Aramaic.
Yeah, in Aramaic.
Aramaic.
Yeah.
And that one word for God in Aramaic is Allaha.
Allaha.
In Hebrew, Eloh, Elohim.
Elohim.
But in Aramaic, you can look this up.
Mm-hmm.
You go online and you can check what's the language Jesus spoke Aramaic. How did he call on God? It's going to tell you Allaha.
Mm-hmm.
Arabic is the sister language to Aramaic. Allah, Allaha, it's the same God.
God.
And did you know that Jews and Christians who are Arabic speaking, they also call on God by Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? Now, if you didn't know,
yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
And did you know it's a article of faith? So there's six articles of faith in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
One is the pure, absolute monotheism, that God is one and alone worthy of worship.
Exactly.
And second is the belief in the angels. Believe in the books that were revealed, believe in the messengers, and the belief in the messengers, believing that Moses was a messenger, Abraham was a messenger, Jesus the Christ, meaning the Messiah, he was a messenger of God. The same way all the other messengers who were sent in the prophets to call humanity to worship one and only one God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Islam means. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Lord's Prayer, O our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will is Islam. This is what Islam literally means, to submit your will. That's how you get peace in life, by submitting your will to the will of the creator of the heavens and earth. That's Islam.
Yeah, we agree upon all of that.
Now what we do, now look, there's the elephant in the room. I have a lot of Christian friends, and we say, let's get the elephant out of the room, because there's so much we can talk about, like the family values. You see the man, now they want to turn into a woman, the woman into a man.
Exactly.
Madness today, right?
Yeah.
These moral values, we have a lot that we, the sexualization of the kids in the schools. Obviously, Christians don't agree with that,
no,
right?
No.
We're on the same page.
Same page.
Right? So a lot of these things, abortion.
Same page.
Right?
Yep.
What else? You have some other things that...
The need to spread the message of God.
Yes.
And that's something that Muslims agree upon, Christians agree upon, the fact that we say that God is one God, right? In that understanding. And that's something also that Christians believe in, that we should pray without ceasing. And we pray to God. All of us agree on that. We're praying to one God. We agree to that portion.
Yes. Here's the elephant in the room, mm-hmm. or the parting of the ways, or the difference. And look, this is not something that should drive Christians and Muslims further apart, not to work on a common good on other things, because you got people in the same house who are Democrat, Republican, different sides of the spectrum on so many other things.
Bingo.
But they're family. We're a family in humanity, right?
Exactly.
We have the same father, Adam. So now that's our lineage, and we can work together to make the world a better place, because Christians are not going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Muslims are not going anywhere,
uh-huh.
right? Jews are not going anywhere. Look, we're here to stay, so we might as well learn about each other and learn to go ahead and agree to disagree on some things, but in a peaceful way, I think. That's it, to peacefully coexist.
And you said something which I agree upon, which is learning how to understand our differences. For one, if we're warring with each other, it's no way in the world we reflect the one God. It's no way in the world. If me and you are fighting and at war and at odds with each other, there's no way. For one, we know that God is, the word says, love. That's key. So understanding that, like you said, there's a need for us collectively to make a difference in this world for all humanity. And if we don't start coming together to do that, then come on.
That's another thing right there, where you have how many people out there who are homeless, how many people do you have out there who are on alcohol, on drugs, mm-hmm. I mean, people who are in the society that need help, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can come together to help these people, right?
Bingo.
To eradicate many of the social ills that are destroying society. That's another.
Exactly.
That's another point. But understanding at the same time that we don't have to come together and sing Kumbaya, right? That we have. There is some major differences.
Bingo.
But at the same time, those differences are not to the point that should cause such a division. Because I ask my Christian friends and neighbors, I say, "Do you get offended when I say Jesus and I say after His name, peace be upon Him? Does that offend you?"
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't get offended over much.
Yeah.
So personally, no, it's not an offense.
I don't think it on anybody.
It's not
that's
offense.
An honor. We're honoring him, right?
Yeah. I understand what you mean by it.
Yeah.
And I understand that you're not being offensive
in
any way. I understand that Muslims only see Jesus as a prophet, similar to Moses and all of that. Now, we agree on that the Bible declares that he is.
It's in the Bible.
Bingo. That he is.
He's a prophet.
Is a prophet, but also, the difference between Christians is we believe him to be a king and a priest. And that's the only difference.
Okay, so
you
if
know
we say,
I mean?
Yeah, if we say, okay, he was a king
and a priest
to rule over his people, and a priest as a leader, a religious figure, right?
Well, no, as we believe as Christians, he was indeed God and the same as the three in Trinity.
Now that would mean, so that's what we would say, like, unpackage that. What do you mean, like, he was God, part of a Trinity? Explain that.
Exactly. So basically, it's like this. So Jesus was in the beginning, and this is what we as Christians believe. We believe that Jesus was in the beginning. Him, God, the Holy Spirit, was all together as one. He said, "Let us make man in our image." So we believe that, right? And as we believe that Jesus came and died for the sins of all humanity. And this is the good part, which is the good news to me, is that while we were yet non-believers, when we were yet sinners and against God, right? When we had already made our own demands and we weren't gonna, Jesus still showed his love and the death for us.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
We're all taught certain things, right?
Yeah.
We can be programmed a certain way, conditioned, but not everything that we're programmed or taught is always right, right? Because the U.S. Constitution at one point,
mm-hmm.
it equated the African Americans, black people, as what, two-thirds of a white man?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So people were conditioned.
Right on history.
people were conditioned to believe this.
Yeah.
But now we come to know this is false.
Bingo.
This is of the devil, right?
Bingo.
And there's a beautiful statement from the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, who said, there's no difference between the white and the black.
Exactly.
Between the black, the Arab and the non-Arab.
Mm-hmm.
We are all now descendants now from Adam.
Adam.
And now the Quran talks about that, paraphrasing, that the best among you, I made you into nations and tribes, that
Bingo.
You know each other, mm-hmm. that you don't hate each other.
No.
And the best among you are those who have the best, the most taqwa, the ones who are the most God conscious, pious, morally upright.
Got it.
So this is what differentiates us, not the color of your skin, my skin, but my point there was, you see how certain people were conditioned a certain way.
Exactly.
You had the Muslims who were 30-40% from the Atlantic trade slaves,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
You had certain people conditioned thinking they're going to go and civilize these people, and the black African Americans, and then torture them, kidnap them, and then bring them over here, you follow me,
mm-hmm.
and do the most evil things.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
And this is something despicable.
Yeah.
But that's the conditioning. And they were using the Bible.
Yeah.
They were using the Bible,
yeah.
the, what's supposed to be the word of God, to justify that.
Yeah.
You get it?
Kind of like any religion, even yeah. if we pull out the Muslims, there are people that are in the Muslim religion
yes.
who take the...
Can be, yes.
Yeah, they take it out of context. And then they, just even like the Jews, there are scribes, what they call scribes and Pharisees. Jesus said, except our righteousness exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, we will not likewise make it
yeah.
in. Because man has a condition,
yeah.
which is, and I'm going to let you talk, brother, but man has a condition which is a sin nature. And without God ruling and abiding upon the throne room of our heart, we are all subject to fall and fail every single time. Like you said, the slave trade was simply about greed. It was simply about greed.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Evil. Yes.
Evil. But so, even if we go even further back, and then I'm going to get off my soapbox. If we go even further back, these were conditions even in the times of Jesus, slavery, all type of situations in the Roman Empire, homosexuality, nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
We know this stuff has just gotten ramping up and is getting worse and worse in all the countries of the world. One thing we better realize is that God is real.
Absolutely, yes. And going back to the point I wanted to make
mm-hmm.
is that we're conditioned, we're programmed to believe certain things, right? But now our nature and the fitra, what we call it, this is the innate nature that if you were to leave a child and he grew up and now you were to explain to him the attributes
mm-hmm.
of the all-loving, the most kind, one God,
mm-hmm.
they would easily be able to understand this,
exactly.
right? And that was the consistent message from Adam, the first man, to Abraham, and then Moses, and David, and Ishmael, Isaac. You can see this continuous chain of mm-hmm. prophets and messenger, God Almighty ascending to call people to worship the Creator, not the creation.
Mm-hmm.
You will see this continuous in chronological order,
exactly.
not with different man-made religions, not with one messenger saying, worship me, the other one saying, worship the sun, the other one saying, worship a stick, a stone, anything in creation,
mm-hmm.
but worship the one God. That's that pure, absolute monotheism. Now human beings, they go off, they drift off, and they start to worship creation.
Mm-hmm.
They start to worship idols and icons, saints and people in the ground and all sorts of things.
Exactly.
And this is now, I understand, this is no way to offend you or any Christian
there,
but we see the same thing happening here, is where now Jesus, if you read the clear, explicit verses in the Bible, because we believe, and this is according to like Bible scholars like Bruce Metzger, you have others, textual critics, who will tell us that we don't have a copy of a copy of a copy of any original Bible.
People, of course, call the gospel books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, they call them Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John because we don't know who wrote these books, and there's no point calling them Sam, Fred, Jerry, and Harry. I mean, they're written by people we don't know who they were written by. They are anonymous. You might not think so because they have the title, The Gospel According to Matthew. Whoever put that title on it was an editor later. The followers of Jesus were Aramaic-speaking peasants from Galilee, lower-class men who were not educated. In fact, Peter and John in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, are literally said to be illiterate. They couldn't read and write. Of course not. They were fishermen. They didn't go to school. The vast majority of people in the ancient world never learned to read, let alone write. And their native language was Aramaic. These books are written in Greek by highly educated, rhetorically trained writers who are skilled in Greek composition.
But what we do have of explicit verses, we have Jesus saying that, differentiating himself as being subservient to God, not part of God, one with God, a Trinity. So now if you talk to a child and you try to explain Trinity, if you try to explain that God is the Father, God is the Son, God is the Holy Ghost, but not three, but one, now you lose the child.
As Jesus grew up, he learned more and more about God. Jesus is God. How can he learn more and more about himself? Because Jesus is God.
That's a great question, then.
So how can he learn more and more about himself? Because it said, Jesus grew up, he learned more and more about God, his Father.
Well, because when Jesus came down to earth, he grew up as a regular human being, too. So he would read the Bible and that kind of thing.
So he would learn more and more about himself.
You also, and most people, you're lost in a mental gymnastic maze and you cannot get out. But now God is saying, look, just one.
Yeah. So what we go by is, again, the New Testament, which Jesus declared himself. He says, when you've seen the Son, you've also seen the Father. He even brought out, he said, have I been this long with you and you still not know? Then he told Peter, he says, after Peter said, you know, you are the Son of the living God. And he told him, he says, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So there are several times throughout the New Testament and the life and teachings of Jesus Christ where he declared himself as the Son of God. And then even when other people, when he stood before the court and they said, who you say I am? And he told them, he said, thou sayest, I don't know, you said correctly. And so that's the difference in the belief. I'm gonna ask you a question and then you, and I appreciate this dialogue too. I definitely do, brother. I appreciate the dialogue, because if we don't talk and commune together, then we miss it anyway.
Yeah.
Now, I appreciate this dialogue. This is the thing that I wanna point out, right? If we, first off, right, are walking towards God, right, then we have to trust him in this part of the message. If I'm wrong, right? If I'm wrong and I'm earnestly seeking his face, there is no way that a true and living God will continue to let me be wrong. And if you're wrong and you're truly, truly, not for, like you said, not the brainwashing that's been thrown out, not the foolishness that's out here, none of that stuff, but earnestly from your heart place, because when Moses wrote the scriptures, right, when he wrote the scriptures out, right, he wrote it after communing with God. So if you are honestly communing with God, there's no way in the world he's going to leave you in darkness. There's no way in the world he's going to leave me in darkness. If we're, and this is what I'm going to say, and then I'm going to let you go ahead. But if we're earnestly, with all we have, if we're earnestly seeking after him, we know, I don't care if it's the Quran, the Torah, you know, I don't care if it's the New Testament, I don't care which one it is. One thing we know, that in both of the Testaments, that it says we will find him.
Now, the key to that, there's a statement, authentic statement by Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. He said, God is saying that, this is the, imagine this, the creator who's speaking. He says, all of my slaves, because we're all slaves of God, are misguided, unless I mean the creator, guides them. So ask me of my guidance. Exactly what you said, if a human being prays directly, not to Muhammad, not to Moses, not to Jesus, nobody else, but the creator of the heavens and earth alone, You know, in Matthew 26:39, when Jesus went a little further, it says, and he fell on his face and prayed to God. The Lord's Prayer, in there's no mention of praying to Jesus. It's praying to, oh, our Father, Rabb, this is the Lord of the universe. If we pray directly to the one God that Jesus prayed to, the way when he fell on his face, in the absolute monotheism, not associating any partners of God, God Almighty, the Creator, Allah, Elohim, Will, the most loving, the most compassionate, the most merciful, the most just. Those are his attributes and names.
Yeah.
He will guide a human being. He will not leave you, me in the dark.
Exactly.
But if we do shirk, shirk is where we set up partners with God.
Mm-hmm.
That now we start to pray to saints, idols, icons, messengers, the creation, and we put intermediaries between us and God. Like, God Almighty is the one that can give, forgive alone. Now he is the one that we need to pray to alone. Now Jesus said, all power is given to me. So the prophets can go ahead and give you the formula, what you need to do, and you'll be forgiven for certain things. But mm-hmm. the key is to ask God Almighty alone for guidance
mm-hmm.
and for repentance. And that's how you get salvation. But that's the tricky thing now. The dangerous thing is when we set up rivals, when we set up equals to God. Let me ask you this question. Look,
go ahead.
When Jesus, peace be upon him, we love and revere. If a Muslim says any disrespectful thing about Jesus, he or she can end up in the hellfire. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
far.
But you end up in hellfire, yeah. disrespecting Jesus in yeah. any which way,
mm-hmm.
right? Denying him, right? We believe he was the Messiah, the Immaculate Conception, that he did miracles and wonders, all by the miracle
that.
Of God,
exactly.
right? And we believe that he only called God people to worship one and only one God. For example, in the Bible, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. When one came to him and said, oh, good master, what good thing can I do that I may have eternal life? He said, why are you calling me good? Look at that. Look, I'm a martial artist, right?
Yeah.
I'm a fighter. Someone comes and said, man, you're such a tough guy. Look, you submitted all those guys in a row. I said, man, I'm nothing, man. Don't worry. You know what I mean? I want to keep it humble,
yeah.
right? Not be arrogant, you know, pointing to myself. You see, the Muslim fighter usually pointing up. That means pointing to the one who gave me the strength and the power and intelligence to get things done. But now, if this is God, if this is the Creator, he should be now taking the credit. He should be saying, yes, this is how you worship me. He's saying, why you call me good? There's only one good but God. Now, here's my question. Is Jesus all-knowing? Because if Jesus is God, he would have to know everything like God knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you respond
to
that?
Well, if I would respond to that, I would tell you, Jesus, well, just like the other prophets, I'm going to be honest, they got the word directly. But Jesus was there, so him and the Father were one. So the other prophets, the Spirit of God rested upon them, right? That's the difference, that rested upon them. David, the Spirit of God rested upon him, you know, and on and on and on. Ezekiel, you know, all of those things. So when we talk about it like that, we understand that the Spirit of God rested upon. But now, as the Christian belief, is that the Spirit of God dwells, he encompassed, he was, you get what I'm saying? This is even before his death and resurrection.
Yeah, let me make it easier. Like, there's certain qualities that we would agree the Creator has. I'll define them. That you agree he's one.
Yep.
He's absolute, he's eternal.
Exactly.
Okay, he knows everything.
Exactly.
He doesn't increase in knowledge because he has all knowledge.
Exactly.
He's not ignorant of anything. Right? Doesn't have a beginning or end, doesn't die. Mm-hmm. These are qualities you would say are of God.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفؤا أحد.
Now let's apply that to you, to me. We wouldn't fit that description, obviously.
We're limited. Let's
apply that to Abraham.
Mm-hmm. He was limited.
Right?
Yeah, he only knew in part.
Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him also. He couldn't be God. He wasn't God. Moses, the sun, the moon, all limitless, right? There was a beginning. Jesus now, peace be upon him. Did he have a beginning?
No, he had no beginning.
But did he come out of the womb of a woman?
He came by way of God through the miraculous conception that you talked about earlier.
Uh-huh.
So you just said that you guys believe in that part. So in that part, yes, he came by way of a woman through the miraculous conception or the miracle of God.
Did he die?
He died.
He died and he rose again.
And he rose again, so, as he had already proclaimed that he would.
So if he died, then now if you have three gods for a moment, there's only two. because he died. Now, what do you have? Now you have the Holy Ghost, according to
Well, he died in his flesh. And then, even like this, we'll say this. The Muslims believe that there's a life after this life.
Yes.
So the Christian believe there's a life after this life. So if we die in this flesh, we still live for eternity.
You're talking about spirit.
Yeah. So our spirit never dies, right? Our spirit doesn't die. Our fleshly man, it dies. So can you conceive that Jesus was 100%, right? 100% able to live, right? Excuse my phone. To live by the power that he came in here with. Now, I mean, we don't have to agree on that. Yeah. Because again, what you just said, excuse me, I'm not trying to monopolize it. We agree to this part, that we are disagreeing on some things.
So we'll point out those things, the disagreement, mm-hmm. like there's disagreement here, move on.
Because I would like, personally, I would like to continue this dialogue.
Yeah.
You are, like you said, you have Christian friends and everything.
Yeah.
And I would like to continue this dialogue as we continue on to get to know each other better.
Yes, yes.
You know, because, like you said, for some reason, you believe this is a divine purpose. Guess what? I believe it too.
Yes, yes.
I pulled up here, didn't even know the church was, the old building, you guys call it called a church.
Masjid.
Masjid.
And then we have an educational center.
Okay.
We have an educational center.
I didn't know it was a masjid. Yeah. I walked up and saw one of the brothers out there, and I said, "Hey, is this a church now?" He said, "No." He explained to me that it was Muslim, and I said, "Well, the only reason I asked because I was gonna come out and just sit out and put some signs out."
Let me get back to this point. Mm-hmm. So, if God is all knowing, and if Jesus is 100% God, does He know everything at all times?
At all times.
So now that's the million-dollar question. Now, when He was asked. Was he at one point, obviously he doesn't lie, he's mm-hmm. not going to lie,
no,
right? Or doesn't know, because being ignorant of something is not to be offensive, just you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's not lying, or is he ignorant of something? Can he ever be put in that situation?
What do you mean?
Like now,
when he says in his word where he tells him that I'm waiting on the Father to tell me when I'm to return. That's one of the examples.
Here's an example.
Give me an example.
When he was asked of that day and hour, meaning when is the day of judgment?
When is his return?
So uh-huh. now he's saying either now he's hiding it. He's mm-hmm. lying. Well, this is you say no. He cannot be lying. Mm-hmm. This is disrespectful to him. He's not. Prophets of God are liars, right? So I never want to. I watch my words to never disrespect him anyway.
You.
And the other thing is now that he's saying, perfect opportunity to go ahead and give them the information instead of holding back.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't know. He said, of that day and hour knows no man, mm-hmm. nor the son, nobody, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the question there. If he's God, shouldn't he know?
Well, this is the thing.
Now I want you to look.
No, I got you. And that was a very, very good question.
You know this verse, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what I alluded to when I was talking to you. So that's a very good question. Now, this is the thing that I want to point out, though. Is it that he didn't know or he just did not reveal it? Is that one of the things that he just really didn't reveal? Now, that's a good question, and it's something that I'm going to have to go back in and research a little more. But that'll be something that me and you can talk about the next time.
And here's what is it too hard to ask?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can never go ahead and pray to Jesus or Muhammad or anybody. Is it too much to ask to pray to God Almighty alone? To say, look, if this man right here, if he's on to things, if you sent it from me, if he's
for
on the
Christian,
truth,
it is too much. Because then
why?
What? Because
the Lord's Prayer.
No, I got you. It's get what I'm saying. I could pray with you, right? I'm going to give you an example. I could pray with you. We can pray right now.
No. I'm saying when you go home.
No, by yourself. I got you. Yeah. I got you. I understand.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
Are you a pastor?
No, I'm just a good brother, man, out here trying to...
Do you have your own church or something?
No. I'm just out here trying to...
I like your enthusiasm, passion.
Man, hey, because listen, God is real.
Yes.
And I know it personally. I know he's real.
So what would, besides, look, how long have you, when did you become a practicing Christian? What are you, Protestant, Baptist, what...
Well, I would be considered a
non-denominational.
Okay.
How long ago did you come to this realization?
Non-denominational. I've been there. I wasn't reared up in let's say in traditional way. I had my personal experience with God.
When you
hear me speak, I'm speaking out of a personal conviction with God. Things that I've seen, the evidence of God, even people in a cult.
Yeah.
You know, because you believe that the devil is real.
Absolutely. 100%.
And I believe. And see,
that's another common
belief. The problem is that a lot of times we don't get together and fight the real enemy. We're too busy trying to fight each other.
No.
Not me.
Yeah.
You know, because I already understand that the battle is not with flesh and blood. I understand that. And a lot of people don't. I'm looking forward to our next conversation. I got your literature. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to read over that.
Yes.
And I would definitely... And give me your name again, brother.
Yes, Eddie.
Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
All right, Brother Eddie. Darren is my name.
Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
And I'm looking forward to
our next conversation.
And these are conversations that need to happen. And for myself, I don't really like to get into heated debates or anything. What I like to do is... Because that's what a lot of times happens. And then one side is more of the ego kicks in.
Yeah.
And there's like, then the truth gets lost. So I ask people just really reflect upon it. If there's truth coming from one side, there's something, well, I'm going to take it.
Bingo.
But it's about who's the one that can guide us. It's the one who created us. So I usually leave people with this homework. It's just so simple. It's in the Lord's Prayer. My Christian friends and neighbors is to like, if there's any truth here, because we believe that, like we were saying, God will guide us to truth, and our innate nature recognizes the belief in the one and only one God. This is just very straightforward. It's like 1 + 1 = 2. Very self-explanatory. It's part of what God created us to recognize that truth. A lot of times, you know, our invested interests and our ego and emotions.
Yeah, we get in his way.
We get attached to something.
But
then this is the way God comes and sends the advice and reminds us, the reminders, and now the person has to think, hold on, is this something guy's talking about UFOs? Is this guy talking to me about some strange, you know, like today, like they're trying to make the man into a woman, the man, like that you're a wolf, or I'm trying to convince you that you're, you know, an animal or whatnot. That's, come on, I ain't got time for that stuff. But this is simple. Praying to God alone, saying, God, the one who Jesus prayed to, guide me. If this is any truth here, guide me to it. I don't think that's unreasonable at all.
Well, again,
yeah,
that's what we beg to differ. But listen, I'm Brother Eddie. I'm not over here just talking.
Yeah.
And I'm not over here just saying anything. I would like, now I don't know how often you have time, but I would like for us to continue our dialogue.
We could do that, yeah.
Sit down and just kind of discuss some things.
Yeah.
Very interested to know, you, like you say, you're a martial artist. Interested in knowing a little more about that. You learn a little more about me. And we continue this dialogue. Because I had already told the brother I was planning on coming to one of the press sessions.
Yeah.
And I asked him right off the bat.
I'm
coming.
Yes,
once he told me the times and everything, I'm gonna be there, because he did express that you guys don't pray in Aramaic, but you pray in English.
And, you translate in Arabic, but yes.
But he told me that, and I said, well, you know, that's good, and I could,
Arabs only make up a small percentage of the overall Muslim community.
Exactly.
Let me just before we conclude. This is important. Islam is an Arabic word which means, like I opened earlier, to acquire peace by submitting your will to the will of God.
Exactly.
And a Muslim is one who does the action of Islam. A Muslim is a submitter to God. That's all it is.
And the same way, understanding that, is that's what the Christian does. But the only difference between the understanding of that is that the Christian understands that it's through the power of the Holy Spirit which affords us to do that. And so by the Holy Spirit, we are comforted. Even David wrote in his writing even about the Messiah. So he even wrote.
You know who my two, one of my two out of many who I really admire so much. And if you look at the way they stood on certain ground and principles, you have mm-hmm. Muhammad Ali, mm-hmm. who was and Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. So they also, at one point in time, they went back to their roots. And they started to invest. They came both from a Christian background, mm-hmm. and now they went to their roots, and they saw that those roots connected them. If you look at Kunta Kinte, mm-hmm. right? If you watch the film, he's saying Allah, Allah, right? Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of Muslims in Africa, but it also, I like to point out, because I know a little history on this one, there's also a lot of Christians in Africa.
Yes.
And it wasn't, and I want to point this out so that everybody can understand, and you can research this, it wasn't because Africans or those individuals, because you know Muslims and all that, and everybody come by regions, you know what I'm saying, tribes, but it wasn't that only the way that Africans met God was through some missionary. They already knew God, like you said, based on some were polytheistic and monotheistic.
I'm going to leave you something else to think about. Mm-hmm. Before Jesus, who were the people before him praying to? You see, mm-hmm. this is, if you look before Jesus came, they were praying to someone. Mm-hmm. They were praying to God. Mm-hmm. That's been the same message, right? They weren't praying to Jesus or anyone. Mm-hmm. They were praying to the creator of the heavens and earth. And who died for those people's sins, mm-hmm. right? They were upon repenting to God Almighty alone. That's the true believers. We believe they were Muslim. That's why we say Jesus was a Muslim. He submitted to the will of God. Moses was a Muslim. He submitted to the God. And they did Islam. That word wasn't there, mm-hmm. but the concept was always there. Submission to the will of God.
Exactly.
That's how you can make sense of all the religions. That's mm-hmm. how you can make sense of everything. Because now Christianity, named after Christ. Christos, mm-hmm. you cut off the stos, you have Christ, mm-hmm. right? Judaism, after the tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
Hinduism, a geographical location. Islam is from the first man, Adam. He was told, submit your will to the will of God. He was a Muslim. He was upon Islam all the way through to the last and final message, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him.
So that's it. We're talking about two sons, you know. And so at the end of the day, I agree.
And then just one more thing.
Disagree.
And if you look at it, because it's based on, the Quran tells us, produce your proof if you're truthful.
Mm-hmm.
I would really try to have you, contemplate thinking, just open up and read the translation of the Quran
as a
potential book from God.
We
say this is the verbatim words of God Almighty.
I have no problem studying. And like you said, I have no problem, because then I can relate to you.
There you go. I've been a student.
At the end of the day, you'll be able to relate to me when I come back.
There you go.
And share some things to
you. I've been a student of comparative mm-hmm. religion, read through the Bible, read through most of the religious texts out there. And what differentiated, again, Islam from everything else was the authenticity of the Quran as it was revealed. We have someone right here, he's memorized the entire Quran.
Mm-hmm.
The entire Quran. We have millions of people living today have memorized the entire book. That's how it's been preserved. Then you have certain signs and miracles that there's no way
exactly.
a man living in the desert could have done these things. And they're not miracles that were just for that time. They were witnessed by people.
Mm-hmm.
But the living miracle we have is the Quran.
Yeah.
And that's another topic, but to go over all the things.
Because it's historical, and even Roman historians wrote about Jesus and the effect of the Christian movement in Rome and all that. So yeah, we know all of those things exist. But Brother Eddie, I'm talking with you. I definitely. And if you don't mind, can we close in prayer? I'll let you pray first, and then I'll pray, or I can pray first, and you pray.
And look at the opening chapter of the Quran.
Uh-huh.
It says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
I'll translate, but this is how it's been preserved, that we have me as a European American, you have white, black, Asian, everyone is memorizing his books. All praises to Allah, Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, owner of the day of judgment. You alone we worship, you alone we seek for help. Guide us on the straight path, the path of those who you have favored, not those who have gone astray. This is the, now if we're gonna pray, or if we look at the Lord's Prayer, if we're gonna pray directly to God and say, God Almighty, guide us, we are in need of your guidance, praying to God Almighty, the same God of Jesus, that's prayer. But we can never pray in the name of Muhammad, in the name of Jesus. That's what's called shirk. And we can end up, as Muslims, we can end up, or anybody who does that can end up in the hellfire. That's the thing that we have to stay away from.
And that's, I got you. So I understand what you're saying. And I'm not here to oppose my will on or against yours. And I appreciate, listen, I appreciate it dearly that you explaining it to me like that.
Like someone can, let me just one more thing, sorry. Like I respect, a Christian tells me out of his love that if you don't believe Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you're going to go to hellfire. Hey, that's your belief. Okay.
Bingo.
But we believe at the same time, those who deny Prophet Muhammad after they hear about him and that they worship others besides God, that if they worship Muhammad, if they worship Moses, Jesus, or anybody, they can end up in the hellfire.
So what I'm going to ask for you to do is when you pray to God to pray, and we're going to keep praying for clarity, and when I pray to God...
The God of Jesus.
I'm afraid of the God in the name of Jesus, and I'm gonna pray for. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pray for clarity. See, we agree.
Can you just take a
listen?
Yes,
listen
go
what
ahead,
I'm
go
saying.
Ahead, go ahead.
Go ahead. Hey, I know you're a good fighter too.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, Eddie. I really enjoy this dialogue.
I like to.
This. We're not angry. We're not mad. We know that there's.
I'm coming from just like I'm coming from a place of from care.
You really are. I feel your care, and I feel your care, and I pray that you feel mine. I'm not coming from any other thing. I'm not trying to boast myself. I'm not trying to boast any. I'm out here just trying to encourage people in a dying world, absent of. You get what I'm saying, of the King. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that there's some hope, there's some peace that you're not tapping into, there's some love that is not being tapped into or received just because you don't know. But Eddie, I really do feel your concern and care. You didn't come in here trying to, you know, you so... blind, you don't, you're not
doing none of that, brother.
And I appreciate it. And that's the reason why I want to continue this dialogue.
Let's do it, yes.
Most definitely.
God bless you,
God bless you, brother. God bless you, Eddie. God bless you, man.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of The Dean Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.